From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with the breaking news out of Cuba. The country's former communist leader Fidel Castro has died at the age of 90.
Querido pueblo de Cuba.
His brother, President Raúl Castro, confirmed his death on state media late Friday night, adding that Fidel Castro will be cremated. The cause of his death was not immediately known or made available. Castro passed on power to his brother as his health began to fail. Fidel Castro made Cuba the first communist country in the Western Hemisphere. Under Castro, Cuba became a one-party communist state. Industry and business were nationalized and socialist reforms were implemented throughout society there. Castro's death will likely evoke mixed reactions from Cubans. Stay with VOA for the latest on this continuing developing story. While members of President-elect Donald Trump's transition team debate who should serve as his Secretary of State, Trump moved ahead on Friday with two more appointments. Kathleen McFarland will serve as Deputy National Security Advisor, and Donald McGahn will serve as Assistant to the President and White House Counsel. Neither position requires Senate confirmation. A rift between members of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's transition team has split support over who should serve as Secretary of State. Rivals within the transition team are divided between 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney and former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. The president-elect, who has developed a reputation for changing his mind, has praised both Romney and Giuliani. This is VOA News. The United Nations says life-saving aid is getting to tens of thousands of Syrian refugees stranded on Syria's border with Jordan. Lisa Schlein has our report from Geneva.
Jordan closed its border to Syrian refugees fleeing their war-torn country in June after seven Jordanian soldiers reportedly were killed by Islamic State militants. Since then, Jordan has allowed only one delivery of aid, and that was back in August to the tens of thousands of refugees trapped at the border. On Tuesday, Jordanian authorities announced the resumption of aid to some 85,000 people, half of them children, stuck in squalid conditions on the remote barren strip of no man's land. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In the U.S., former Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein filed a petition Friday to request a vote recount in Wisconsin, one of three recounts she is seeking to swing states won by Donald Trump early this month. Wisconsin is preparing to move forward with a statewide recount of votes for president of the U.S. The state must meet a federal deadline of December 13th to complete the recount. After raising the necessary $5 million to fund the recounts, petitions for recounts are also expected to be filed in Pennsylvania and Michigan. Stein, however, stands to gain little from a recount, having won around 1% of the popular vote. George Martin, a member of the Wisconsin Green Party, says the recount is not aimed at helping Hillary Clinton, who lost to Trump.
We are not doing this to the benefit of one candidate over the other. We're doing this for the benefit of the American public.
Green Party official George Martin. About 300 migrants have been arrested following a riot in Bulgaria's largest refugee camp as Greece calls on European Union member states to speed up relocation efforts after a tragic accident killed two migrants in an overcrowded Lesbos camp. After visiting the camp, Bulgaria's prime minister said six of the migrants are considered a threat to national security. Bulgarian officials said between or as many as 1,500 migrants were involved in the clashes at a migrant reception center near the border with Turkey. Tensions have been high in the area, with local residents demanding that the refugee camp be closed. Migrants fleeing violence in the Middle East have made their way into the Balkan country despite the fence Sofia erected along the Turkish border amid the worst migration crisis to hit Europe since 1945. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.